The East Ferris Sports Hall of Fame has 4 new members. On Thursday, February 15, a ceremony was held upstairs at the East Ferris Community Center in Astorville, also known as the home of the Sports Hall of Fame. There is a wall in that large upstairs room dedicated to the athletes who have made their hometown proud, and now there are 4 new names on that wall: Danica Ranger, Terry and Lois Kelly, and Benjamin Gaudreau. This is the 5th year for the Sports Hall of Fame. Although there were no inductions in 2022, Mayor Pauline Rochefort clarified. "We are a community that values our history," she added, "and recreational activities are part of that history." She pointed out that the community center, which houses the municipal rink, was built by volunteers. As was the curling club, and same for the Wasee ski trails. "The list goes on," the mayor said, with the point being East Ferris loves its sports and its extraordinary athletes. Danica Ranger grew up playing hockey in the East Ferris Community Center, and it didn't take long before she was recognized as a talent to watch. She won a gold medal while with the Sudbury Lady Wolves at the 2015 ESSO Cup and was named the PWHL top goaltender that year as well. She had 7 shutouts that year. Ranger played 3 seasons with the Nipissing Lakers, was assistant captain of that team, and helped get the team to 2nd place in the Ontario University Hockey League. She is the only player to have been named top goaltender at both the ESSO Cup and National Women's Under-18 Championship. See, 2 local female goalies chosen to compete with Canada's best. Continuing on the goaltending front, East Ferris was pleased to induct another standout player, Benjamin, Ben, Gaudreau. A Corbeil resident, Gaudreau represented Canada at the 2022-23 World Junior Team Championships. The year before, he competed at the U18 World Championships and helped lead the team to a gold medal. Tournament organizers designated Gaudreau top goaltender for his performance in those games. Last year, he continued his run with the Sarnia Sting. He earned MVP in 2023, and last year he was also invited to attend the training camp of the Tampa Bay Lightning. See, Ben Gaudreau excited for what comes next as he re-enters draft. The municipality also honors residents who fall into the builders category, those who help develop the programs and infrastructure to allow athletes to flourish in the community. This year, Lois and Terry Kelly were inducted under that category. Both are dedicated community volunteers, and specifically, the couple has been instrumental in the smooth operation of the East Ferris Fitness Center. The center, located at the library, across the lot from the community center in Astorville, was established as a not-for-profit organization, and opened its doors in early 2000. It's been operating ever since, and the Kellys have been there every step of the way. "This is true dedication," noted Richard Champagne, who nominated the two for induction. "And is why the Kellys truly deserve to be recognized as the builders responsible for the existence of a wonderful fitness center in East Ferris." Mayor Rochefort agreed, acknowledging, "It's important to recognize our athletes." David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.